This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Pakistani writer Mohsen Hamid's 2007 novel, The Reluctant Fundamentalist, was an international bestseller. Critics are mixed on the new film version, but they're raving about one thing, the film's central performance by actor Riz Ahmed. He's a 30-year-old British actor of Pakistani descent. NPR's Bilal Qureshi has this profile.
The Reluctant Fundamentalist is the story of one man's struggle with identity and loyalty after 9/11.
Looks can be deceiving. I am a lover of America, although I was raised to feel very Pakistani.
The film's title character, Changez, is an ambitious 20-something who seems to have it all. A Princeton degree, a Wall Street career, and a beautiful girlfriend, played by Kate Hudson. But after 9/11, Changez becomes conflicted about where he belongs. I'll let film critic Jason Solomons explain.
The Reluctant Fundamentalist has this scene which I guess will go down iconographically in cinema history, with the first character to look at the 9/11 attacks. There he is, pictured looking at them, and looking in awe at them, kind of being on the side of the aggressor.
In that moment, I should have felt sorrow or anger, but all I felt was awe. What audacity.
It's a very conflicted role for the actor to play, and I think the kind of skill that Riz does is to still make this character understandable, even though at some point he's doing something that many, many people will find inhumane.
And that's just the kind of acting challenge Riz Ahmed relishes.
I'm drawn to doing projects that are bold in some way.
And it's no surprise that Ahmed is making his American debut with a film as bold as The Reluctant Fundamentalist. It's about the current fault lines between East and West, Muslim and American, us versus them.
Those deeper questions, that was what my fuel was.
And director Meera Nair says it's Ahmed's performance as Changez that fuels her film.
Changez has to compel you with his idiosyncrasies and with his desires and with his contradictions and with his complexity. That was the idea, to how to make all these bigger issues resonate in one human being whose beating heart you can feel and touch and see yourself in.
So tell me, Changez, why did you want to come to America?
For future reference, Jim, it's Changez. In America, I get an equal chance to win. And whether or not you hire me, Jim, I am going to win.
Riz Ahmed says you should see yourself in Changez because at some level, each one of us is trying to navigate between worlds.
Everyone can relate to the idea of having dual identities, feeling like an insider and an outsider. You know, we live in a kind of society and in a time now that is just deeply aspirational. No one's content. We're always on our way to a destination from a point of origin. So we're always in transit. And in that sense, I think we're all perpetually insiders and outsiders.
And as an artist, Ahmed seems drawn to work about transit, about characters on the move between inside and outside, between likability and repulsion. He's played a shady investor, a bumbling terrorist, and a shifty drug dealer. Jason Solomons is film critic for The Observer.
There's something about him as a character on screen that inspires debate. He's got these tremendously darting eyes. They're full of inquisitive questioning to the audience. They're kind of handsome and attractive, yet they're also slightly furtive and hidden in some kind of way. And I think that's what comes across on the screen. He's always the cleverest one in the pack, if you like, on screen.
Junaid bhai.
Janab, aya.
The novelist Mohsen Hamid says what's remarkable about Ahmed's performance as the reluctant fundamentalist is how chameleon-like he can be.
For a lot of people, they won't even realize how much acting went into Riz being a Pakistani. He's from Britain. It's a bit like Robert De Niro playing an Italian mafioso in Godfather. He's an Italian-American. He's not Italian.
If you cut Riz open, you'll find London inside.
Critic Jason Solomons is a fellow Londoner.
He really is kind of what young Britain is like. You know, he's kind of spry, he's kind of sly, he's kind of movable, he kind of adapts, he can kind of pass anywhere.
Riz MC. It's change round here. I haven't been back so long, but it's the same round.
Riz Ahmed also records music as Riz MC. He studied politics and philosophy at Oxford, and just a few weeks ago he tweeted about visiting asylum seekers and the Queen on the same day. And he's fiercely reluctant about having his work defined by his South Asian Muslim background.
The idea of representing in maybe kind of like hip-hop vernacular, you know, in terms of like representing in a way that resonates with people who maybe aren't often represented, I think that's a great source of pride. But I think also it would be a great source of frustration, or at least failure, if that was the only people it resonated with.
Later this year, Ahmed stars as a spy in the film Closed Circuit. It's a legal thriller about divided loyalties. and another chance for Riz Ahmed to stretch beyond the push and pull of identity that's fueled his work. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.